Well, the government maybe we're looking at ways of alleviating the financial pain of the water charges and trying to save their political skin in the process. But the opposition to the charges is, of course, still building, and it will culminate in a weekend of protests around the country. Now, some councillors in Dublin were meeting Irish Water today to talk about what exactly was going on. They were meeting in Cork. There was also plans being unveiled in Dublin about the protests over the weekend, many of them in Dublin. We've been hearing from one of those councillors, Richard Boyd Barrett.
The message is the water charges must be abolished, not tweaked, and the super quango that is Irish Water needs to be dismantled. We want a fair system of taxation to fund our vital public services, and we need to remember that water is a human right.
Right. Now, yourself and Claire there are part of the Dáil, and the Dáil did vote for Irish Water. I mean, should this not be done through the legislative process in the Dáil?
Well, the Dáil has to reflect the popular will of the people if we're living in a democracy. And we have clearly seen with the unprecedented protests that are taking place that the Dáil is out of step with the popular will in this country, and the government, Enda Kenny and Joan Burton, better listen.
TD Richard Boyd Barrett talking to Carol Coleman this morning in Dublin. Well, as we said, also in Cork this morning, various people were meeting or where to meet with Irish Water to find out what's going on. But we hear that that meeting has been suspended. Let's talk to our correspondent there, Jenny O'Sullivan. Jenny, what happened?
Well, Irish Water were holding one of their these briefings that they're having for councillors around the country. They've already held about seven of them, and they were in Cork to kind of talk to local councillors, city and county, from both Cork, Kerry, and as far away as Clare, to give them an idea of what's happening, an overview of the water charges, you know, of the operations, and all about communications. I mean, these briefings were on foot of criticism earlier in the summer that councillors were having problems actually getting to talk directly to Irish Water. And so as the councillors arrived, there was a small gathering of anti-water charge protesters outside, but it was all quite amicable. The meeting got underway. It was a private briefing and we weren't allowed access to the meeting. But what happened initially, the meeting, there was only about maybe 24 councillors in all, from maybe potentially over 100 councillors from these four local authorities. And there were calls for Irish Water just to suspend the meeting because, you know, they felt that there should be a better attendance by councillors. Many councillors had a previous engagement at the meeting of the Association of Irish Government, Local Government, which is on in Cavan all this week, and so they weren't able to attend. So there were calls prior to the disruption for maybe the meeting to be suspended. And as this was being debated, there was a commotion at the door, and a group of about 14 to 15 anti-water charge protesters arrived into the room and apparently surrounded the top table, which was filled with senior management from Irish Water, three men and one woman, who were there to actually brief the councillors. And so as far as I understand from speaking to one or two of the councillors who were at the meeting, they tried to negotiate an arrangement whereby the meeting would be continued. It was quite noisy for a while. Eventually, Irish Water suggested that perhaps three of the protesters might like to stay in the meeting and the meeting could continue, but they weren't prepared to accept that, and a decision was then taken to actually suspend the meeting. So for now, the meeting in Cork has been suspended. We don't know when it's going to be reconvened, but there is supposed to be another meeting in Kilkenny this evening, and again, I'm not too sure whether that will go ahead.
All right, Jenny, thanks for that. Jenny O'Sullivan in Cork. We're joined now by our political correspondent, Martina Fitzgerald. Martina, the government obviously feeling the pressure from the public and presumably from their backbenchers too, but what options do they have now to get themselves out of this mess?
Well, that's what they're looking at this afternoon when the EMC, the Economic Management Council, meets, and they're bringing in again Alan Kelly, the Minister for the Environment, and Alex White, the Minister for the Communications. But basically, they're looking at the very basic question, what are people going to pay? And it's ironic in some ways, because if you remember before the local elections, the Taoiseach said he wanted to bring certainty to people, and he wanted them to know before the local elections. We had then had three cabinet meetings before they resolved it, and it's now October and they're still at that very basic question. But to answer your question, I suppose they're looking at the charges themselves. At the moment, there is an assessed charge in place until next summer, and that's obviously based on the number of occupants in a house. They're looking at possibly extending that for a period, but they're also looking at the charge itself, and some speculation it could be lower, or they could target it towards adult children who are dependent, or for households with a large number of adults. But there is, I suppose, in huge support amongst government backbenchers for a flat charge. That would just be one charge for all, but obviously nothing has been signed off on.
When might we hear, obviously the discussions will go on for some time this afternoon, when might we get decisions on what they will actually do, or could this be rolled out in bits and pieces over the next number of days or even weeks, Martina?
Well, we're told that this is actually quite a complicated issue because whatever a new model they arrive at, that has to be run through various tests to ensure that they're not breaching state aid rules. So they won't have it, although many government backbenchers would like to have had something before this weekend's protest. They won't have it, we're told, before then. And the Taoiseach said in Brussels the other day it could be a few weeks.
Thanks, Martina. Martina Fitzgerald in our Dáil studio.